The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Okay, so you guys have saved Blingdenstone.
Huzzah!
Yes, there is great celebration and partying.
It's been 75 or 80 episodes and we did a good thing.
Yes, you finally have a win.
Batting 1,000.
I don't know if that's how that works.
You just start counting now. If we start counting from now, we're batting 1,000.
You were just told that you are 4 days out from Mithril Hall. You actually have a way back to the surface. You guys can rest up, you can supply up, you can... Is there anything you want to do before you leave Blingdenstone?
No.
Lucas, are you supposed to be doing anything magical? My memory says you're supposed to be doing something magical.
No, everything that I needed to do, I did while we were down in the temple area.
Okay.
All the fetch quests got done.
Yeah, No. I know the fetch quests got done, but... Ah, that's right, the Pudding King. I forgot about the Pudding King.
I know there's one thing he's forgetting, but I'm not going to remind him.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Give him an idea roll.
Nah.
Alright.
I have a spell stone, Eye of True Seeing. It's two spell books.
You did find a one-time use Gem of True Seeing.
Yeah, we'll hang on to that for later.
Crystal Ball of True Seeing. That's what it was.
A Nothic Eye.
Yeah.
So if it has something to do with something on me, then...
Jasmine's rubbing off on you.
No, just because Matt wasn't there, so I figured someone should take the notes.
Fair enough. Cool. No, I think we rest up and head on. I don't think there's any reason to wait or do anything else.
Okay. They're ecstatic with you. You're their new favorite outsiders. And even one of you even became a gnome. They're really happy with you.
Did this on purpose.
You've adapted to our ways, one of us.
All those xenophobic feelings went away when you died and came back a gnome.
Oh, he wasn't xenophobic.
No, they were.
No, they were. Fair enough.
Which you completely bent to their will, they accepted you.
When you guys are ready to go, they will introduce you to your guide.
Sweet. That would be a good thing to have.
Yeah.
A middle-aged looking gnome walks up. So being middle-aged for a gnome, probably quite old, has like sort of salt and pepper hair. Is carrying a staff, has boots with little wings on them.
I used to have wings.
If they were that small, they didn't get you far.
Sure didn't.
My name is Burgle Dergle.
Are you a deep gnome?
Yes.
Okay.
Burgle Dergle.
That's right.
You're an NPC whose name is Burgle. I don't really feel really great having you in the party at the moment, I must say.
Burgle.
Oh, Burgle.
It is a classic gnomish name with long heritage. My grandfather was named Burgle. Don't you be smearing his name.
It's French
name.
For steel shit. Burgle.
He's got boots that leave us behind when something bad happens, too.
Yeah, no.
Well, if you keep talking about me that way, I shall.
It's fun having you on the podcast. Door's over there.
Yes. For everyone at home, there have been a couple of slight changes. Matt is not here. Josh is going to be taking over as Matt Ettercap.
Yep.
And we're adding in Dave.
Hello. Anyway, if you're quite finished making fun of my name, I was going to show you the way out, but...
We can do it all the way. <It's fine. laughs> we don't have to wait till we're done.
Walk and talk.
Yeah.
You ever seen The Labyrinth?
Luckily, I'm getting paid for this, and there might be some good experimentation possibilities, so...
Yeah, boots will leave us the hell behind.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys set out. You travel really smoothly. Compared to what you've been doing in the Underdark, these are secret paths that the gnomes have kept up. Burgel takes you straight through. You're so well hidden. Sometimes you're right off the regular routes that other things take, and you hear things moving on the other side of stone walls.
Are we walking or are we taking our solid steel caravan?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the... It wasn't solid steel. It just had
That's
a steel
what you fucking
roof.
Told us it was after three times of changing it.
It was the steel top.
What?
We have a tank.
Apparently we have a tank that we didn't know we had.
A metal chariot.
Until we were, you know...
Completely contained.
50 sessions into this game.
Gonna start a food truck.
In the Underdark, it's mostly going to be like portobello burgers.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's going to be real big with the hipsters.
You guys are so sick of mushrooms. Even after hanging out with the mushrooms, you're really sick of mushrooms.
Especially after hanging out with mushrooms.
And I'm sick of running travel, so you guys have a really smooth 4-day trip.
Took you long enough.
Of course they do. I'm here.
It's all because of old Burgle McDurgle Pants over there.
Yeah, he knows the way. He takes you straight to this entrance that you see ahead of you.
Sorry about all the crawling through small spaces.
Yeah,
they work fine for me.
Some of this was deep gnome size.
I fit pretty well now.
Uh-oh.
This little wedge on the end towards me, that's the tunnel that you're coming out of.
Okay, so we're starting here.
You are starting there.
Damn it.
It's a literal tank.
Yes, put him in the back.
Tank's in the back.
I gotta keep him safe, BB.
Put me in front.
I assume that this is the stealthy part of what we do, so...
No, I got a thing that makes me stealth. He picked stealthing real well.
No. Oh, well, in that case...
As Krog would say...
Lead onward.
Before you... You see a huge cavern.
It's a huge cavern.
There's no dwarves.
Well,
right?
No.
Okay. Is it Burgle or Burgle?
It really doesn't matter.
Okay, Burgle. Burgle knows that this cavern has been worked beyond belief for more than a century now. Ooh. This is the path that the drow took to invade Mithril Hall. And it's since been fortified.
So it definitely looks dwarven. This is dwarven.
I didn't draw them on there, but this is a...
long shaft?
A bridge over a chasm.
I don't do well with bridges, Jeff. Have you seen Temple of Doom?
This is the cave version of a boat.
Maybe Lord of the Rings.
See what you did there.
There is about, that's probably 80 feet across, maybe. Maybe 100. No.
Yeah.
The landing before you get to the chasm.
Gotcha. Mm.
And then there is a 20-foot path that goes more than 100 feet out over this chasm. There are ornate statues. There are torches. There are everything on here.
I assume that there's no railing, though.
No, there is not.
Of course
not.
I mean, apparently dwarves don't have fucking OSHA.
Nope.
So this is more Bridge of Khazad-dûm and less, like, Temple of Doom, then.
Yeah, and it's well lit. You can see 120 feet down this bridge, fortifications. You can see dwarves.
Is it all lit up?
It is lit up.
So lit. AF. I wouldn't have been to Mithril Hall before, I don't think. Would I have?
Nope, you were from Neverwinter.
Yeah, I'm just making sure that wouldn't have been part of the service. Can't imagine it would have been.
No.
Is this like a place of worship? Would I know anything about it?
No, this is literally an entrance to a city.
Okay, gotcha.
Mithril Hall is like the...
It's one of the old dwarven holds.
Mm-hmm. It's like the London of dwarf society.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Major city. Yes. Major city.
Okay, then.
This is like book two of the Dritz series is them reclaiming Mithril Hall.
If you don't mind, Burgle Durgle, I think I'll take point from this point onward. I've... got some experience with
bridges.
Dwarves. Yes. Also bridges.
They can be tricky beasts.
Yes.
Notice the lack of railings.
If he's going to trip us and then run away.
You can fall.
He's got
falling
flying
is bad.
Yeah, of course he's going to do something.
You guys ready to go?
Yeah, I was going to...
make the turd burger go first.
Do I still have that?
Wicked.
It's not written. Oh, I do.
What is that?
Jehovah Beyond the Eye.
Oh.
I was going to make that joke. I'm actually going to get into my pack and pull out my corporal's badge.
Okay.
And attach it to my lapel.
Well, you said that. I just imagined you were climbing into a bag of holding.
You can for like I'm a couple tired. Minutes carry before you suffocate.
By the way, I have mage armor cast.
Yes, I assume so.
Okay.
It crumbles.
Is everybody going with?
Did you say we see dwarves?
120 feet down that bridge, behind fortifications, and a gate, you can absolutely see dwarves milling around.
Okay.
Their heads are small, like pennies.
Huh?
We all move.
I was kind of...
Okay.
You should stay little. Let me...
Well, I'm letting you go first.
No. Let me... this guy. I'm not... You a little bit, but you a lot bit.
Oh.
So they don't think that we're a drow raiding party.
Sure.
Hence the affixing of the badge.
We may have to pretend that you're a prisoner.
I'll travel...
I had the exact same thought opposite, though, earlier.
I'll travel halfway across the bridge, two-thirds of the way across the bridge, and then yell out a greeting in Dwarvish.
Okay. As you get about 20 feet onto the bridge, you see one of the guards at the gate start waving.
Oh no, it's OSHA!
These are nice people. Start waving back.
Yeah?
Like waving how?
At this point, he's just waving, like he's trying to get your attention.
How far away is he?
If I haven't already, I will call out a dwarven greeting.
Okay.
Is the whole bridge lit?
Yes, there would be lights as you go down.
I didn't catch where the lights were.
Can I use my spider climb to get to and look over the side of the bridge?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to do that while he's...
Mm-hmm.
How far away is he?
It is big open spaces below.
How far away is the dwarf that's waving?
No, I'm a bug.
About 120 feet down that bridge.
Perfect. I cast message and say, hey, what are you waving for?
Read me message.
120 feet.
You can send a message.
You point your finger towards a creature within range, which is 120 feet, and whisper a message. The target and only the target hears the message and can reply in a whisper that only you can hear.
I have
it. You can cast the belt. You can cast at three solid objects. If you're familiar with the target, it is beyond the barrier. Magical silence. 1 foot of stone. 1 inch of common metal. A thin sheet of lead, or 3 feet of wood blocks. Spell doesn't have to follow a straight line and can travel freely around corners and through openings.
Okay, that's very good.
So good,
Cody.
Aye.
You said you were walking 60 feet down the bridge.
Yeah.
At 20 feet, somebody starts waving at you.
Yeah.
Make me a perception check.
I'm sure that will go well.
Just checking.
Perception is totally based on strength, right?
Yep.
Great.
Fletcher.
Hey, Neely, popped in your job.
I got a gentleman's hefty 7.
Okay. They are waving.
Does he respond?
I mean, I assume I would know some sort of, you know, may your rocks be blessed with great gemstones,
from 80
brother.
80 feet away?
I mean, 80 feet's not that far. You can yell 80 feet.
You can.
The point was I didn't want us to get shot
so
at 60
you're yelling
feet.
In this big cavern.
Yeah.
Safest thing to do.
Okay. Wake up.
We are in Mithril Hall. This
You'll
is protected by the dwarves.
As you yell, the others will see Burglar sort of...
Just as long as we don't see any glowing from down below here.
Troy, you can make me one too.
I can.
You got a lot better vision down here. You hear a whisper back.
Mm-hmm.
It says, stop. The bridge is out.
Oh.
Cody, make me a reflex save.
Oh, this isn't going to go well.
Told you it crumbled. You spelled Jehovah.
That was a OSHA! Really good use of that spell.
Spelled Jehovah wrong.
That'd be a Ron Jeremy 10.
What?
It's his dick. It's a dick joke.
Make an athletics to go along with it, please.
Jeff is going to kill me. 5 minutes
no,
into the
chasm is going to kill you.
I was fully expecting you guys to just take off.
That's an 18.
That's 18. That's you good. Hang on. You're hanging off of the edge.
Where did the bridge suddenly go?
You guys see Kira hanging through solid stone.
Mm, it's an illusion.
Yes.
Troy, where did you get on your perception?
21.
21? You see the dwarf yelling. You don't hear him yelling.
Okay.
Either the two of you might be better to help pull her back up.
And at that Strength point...
I'm afraid my days are behind me for yanking people up by the wrists.
Done yanking dudes up.
That's right.
He yanks himself up exclusively.
Right.
It's female. Fair.
He's got to keep that wrist strength for...
What's your strength?
You're closer. Is that a good answer? How many of you are there?
Apparently, Troy cast mirror image, right? That's what's going on?
You bastard.
Bastard.
You sold us up the river?
Go fornicate with yourselves.
To the audience, Jeff is putting down some lovely, freshly painted drow minis, as well as some colored tokens.
I think that's pretty.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, those
I was going to make a really, really bad joke. I'll just stop.
Please do.
It's for the best.
You know, I didn't check you guys' passive perceptions, but I'm assuming that they beat them.
I have a 93.
Mine's 12.
I have 17.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Doesn't he get bonuses against illusions too, being gnomish?
Only if it gives you a save.
Is that a thing?
You have saves versus intelligence, charisma, and wisdom saving throws.
Yeah. It's advantage.
Versus magic.
Yeah, it's just advantage.
Oh, whatever. What did I say?
I think that is what she said.
That's what it is, yeah.
Advantage on mental saves against
magic.
Yes. Oh, crumbs.
So are we rolling for initiative now? Is that what's happening?
Oh, here in a minute. Okay.
Right now we're just oblivious.
You guys hear Kira fall, and she catches herself. She's okay. She's stuck on the side of the on the edge of the bridge for right now. But then you hear steps coming behind you, and you see these drow emerge from the tunnel behind you. And Ilvara says, "I said I would find you."
That bitch.
Who are you again?
Who is this?
Was that not our captor from the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not with them.
Good to see you're still around, little brother.
Which one is Ilvara?
Ilvara is the drow with the sword.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and straight in. Run at her.
There is this thing called initiative.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't put everything out yet.
that's good.
Lady Loth, send your servants to aid me.
This is going to be bad.
This is called a TPK, folks.
Well, see, I decided to go a little easier on you guys because normally...
Did you?
Mulvaeus would have seen this before. Normally, when they summon a handmaiden of Loth, it's a Yuklal demon, which is like a CR10 creature.
They're like a melting candle.
So I decided to throw something else. Cody, you hear it coming.
That doesn't sound good.
You hear it coming under the edge of the bridge. You hear... just chitinous.
Like eight different sounds almost?
Chitinous legs clamping against the rock.
I know, we were all Bridge of Khazad Dûm, but he did it with the spider lady. Yoki doke.
Oh.
It's a drider.
And you look back and you see on the body of this drider a familiar face.
Don't you do it to Ellen. You bastard.
That's unfortunate.
Everybody can roll for initiative.
Harrison Sword softly weeps.
19.
8.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby.
What was it, Josh?
18.
18. Troy?
15.
Yeah. Cody?
10.
At least it's double digits. Yeah, mine was also an 18.
18 for Lucas.
What's your... Dex. Are you faster than me?
17 dexterity.
You are faster than me.
Woo! I may look like a big blobby spider, but I'm spry.
You know, us fighting a drider right now is entirely your fault.
I think it's your fault. You've been asking for him literally all game.
No. I was asking for not driders.
No, you actually, you have.
Dragaloths.
No. Roll the tape back.
Both, but Dragaloths is what I would more like to see. Because they got four hands.
They do.
They can wield some big fucking weapons in the big ones.
Okay, Cody.
Uh-huh. Man, I'm really sad she gets to go first.
Yeah.
She's got more legs.
You know what? I should probably do that. Hang on a second. I'm going to split the initiatives up because they are varied.
That seems more fair. I think hers should be sub 10. I think it seems fair. Yep. She's got 8 legs. She should have an initiative 8. I mean, it seems most logical. I seem to roll 2s all the time, and I have 2 legs.
Roll better, ass.
I was trying to figure out if this barbarian's going to fight her or try to fornicate with her.
That's like telling a farmer to have legs.
I mean, you're kind of a spider man.
Right?
Fix the weather.
Sort of messed up.
It snowed in Colorado today.
Did it?
Yeah.
Sure did.
Pokemon Go?
That's the new Harry Potter Pokemon Go.
Oh. Where did the Pokemon go?
How's that work?
Nerd. It's okay so far. Roger wants to play, so I'll play.
Okay.
It's an excuse to get out and do stuff.
That does change things a little bit.
Who dies first?
Have you described what these discs are?
I assume they're drow.
They are...
Bad guys.
The four clear ones are drow warriors. The black one is a...
Shit, I didn't even see that token over there. Mm-hmm. It's hiding behind Troy. Yep.
The black one is a, it's another warrior. You recognize him. He's got a scarred face. Everybody's looking at me confused. It's been over a year. This is the guy who tried to break out.
Hey. Oh, okay.
This is Jorlin Duskrin.
I have his name somewhere.
Sounds familiar.
Who?
Ninth house, House Duskrin.
The mage is one of the other guys from the prison, Shor Vandry.
Mm-hmm.
And the green token is another cleric.
Hmm.
The assistant cleric.
Well, it sounds like this has nothing to do with me.
I think her name was Asha cool Vandry. Right?
I'm gonna...
That sounds familiar.
I'm going to go ahead and knock out. I'll see you
later. Elvara is going to go first.
With what hand am I supposed to grip a sword right now, Lucas?
You shouldn't have fallen off.
The one holding the edge. Pussy!
It's kind of my plan if I get to go first, but I won't.
Oh, you definitely ain't.
Just
right on the way now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let gravity do the work.
Yeah. Sorry. That was my Father's Day present. Yeah. All to
all me.
Mint books in the bottom, all the other shit in the top.
That's countdown going for you. When you gonna have a baby? That thing's not done yet?
No. Got about 5 months, 4 months. What a month is it? Yeah, 4 months left.
You got to remember this birthday for a long time. You got to get better at that.
See, that's why if you're really clever, my son's birthday is basically my birthday, so I remember that date.
There you go. Just got to be like, okay, 9 months.
I'm sure you planned it.
Yeah,
that
we
way.
Can do it. If it weren't for Facebook, I'd never remember Julie's birthday. I'll be honest. It's
She's never going to listen to this.
No. Shout out to Facebook.
Thank you for stealing all my personal secrets and reminding me when my wife's birthday is.
Yeah, I always knew it was either the 12th or the 14th of July. And Facebook helped me determine when it got closer which it was. I'll know very soon which it is.
I have to remember because I pick up prescriptions for her all the time and they always ask.
That's a good reason.
Dave the Wizard admitting to a felony on...
No, you can get permission to pick up a shirt. Depends on what he does with them after. You taking on a birth control?
If so, you're doing it wrong.
That's not how that works. Just make your nipples tender.
He says from experience.
And if you're real lucky, lactate.
Okay.
There's like 75 coasters.
There are two right here that just disappeared.
Those are cards.
No, they were coasters.
So one thing I did, I went, hey, I've got 15 coasters. They're all going in here on the table, so no one ever goes, oh, I don't have a coaster.
All good?
Good story.
Okay, who goes first?
Elvara does.
Elvara starts with an eye.
You see Elvara wave her hands and cast a spell.
Counterspell.
Are you gonna?
Wait. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
It's not a bad call.
I'm going to read it again?
No, you just counter. It's any spell under third level, right?
It's third or below.
You don't have to roll if it's below third.
Yeah.
Do I have to roll?
Yep, that does it.
Cool, I go. She stops.
She does.
You're holding a cliff.
No, no, just the whole way down.
Worth it.
Lucas
Nexus just goes, shh.
Don't ruin this moment. You to use the good utility spell.
You got
to
put your finger on her
that
mouth,
was a,
though.
That was a good use.
It was useful against the Medusa.
Yeah, but something tells me this is a real good one.
Probably.
How did Troy get right up next to her?
Oh, I moved. I said her.
I was going. I was after I saw
that
her.
That was before we rolled initiative, so he was right there, though.
Okay. On your turn, you can charge her.
That's fair.
But
I'm sorry that I acted before you did.
Okay. Then the other drow go.
Real life.
Yup.
And I have too many damn characters to keep track of now.
I heard somebody tell me about how they did that at Gen Con 1 year.
What?
They actually count out 6 seconds, and their players have to declare their action within those 6 seconds. and then it happens in the order in which they declare it.
It's a method.
It is a method. So is cutting your grass with scissors, but I'm not going to try that anytime soon either.
Shadows of Estrin has like a 10-second thing, otherwise you just stand there.
Which square is Josh in?
In the tank.
He's in this one.
I might have a better...
I'll put the front figure. End in the one that
that'll
he's
work. Just so I know which end.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll yeah, that. It's okay.
Do we want to read?
Yeah. Use a die or something.
You got a different.
I don't know. Yeah, Josh has got something else obnoxious in there. That he can use.
I got a bunch of stuff. I think you just mean noxious.
Maybe.
We'll go the other extreme.
You're gonna get the little minifig. Yep.
There we go.
Josh is now a World War II
wee little spider.
Spider cat.
The mage is going to cast a spell.
Don't attack children. Counter
spell.
Okay. You got to roll for this one.
All right.
How does this roll work?
I believe it's just plus my spell, my modifier.
I got the card here.
I think it's just plus my my intelligence modifier.
Right, but what are you rolling against?
The 10 plus the spell's level.
10 plus the spell's level.
Yep.
DC, yeah, equals 10 plus the spell's level. Success, the spell fails.
It's not great.
Nope. It's not great.
That's a 10.
Okay, a greenish-yellow cloud emerges right over the group of you.
Oh, no.
That's my least favorite kind of cloud.
I don't think he was casting a cantrip, no, but thanks for trying.
Go f*** yourself.
If I could, I'd never leave the house.
I should have written down my spells, because I don't remember exactly how.
Probably have a legitimate cam experience if you could do that.
The other drow...
A successful job.
Yeah, at least moderately.
The four warriors.
Warriors!
The two on the my left are going to take pot shots at Troy. They're going to pull up hand crossbows and take shots.
Between.
That's usually how
the first one whiffs completely.
Twip.
I'm pretty sure the second one did too, but
how
let me
completely?
Check. That's a 16.
No, sir.
First guy didn't roll a 1, did he?
He did not.
Like the idea that you
rolled
just
a 3.
Of...
The two on the other side are going to take shots at Lucas. That's a 20.
Miss.
Make sure you're paying attention.
Constitution save?
Nope, don't have it written up.
And it's not against the spell, so.
It's only a 9.
You going down.
Poison blows.
Wait, so where is this cloud?
It is a...
The cloud's covering us. Can they even see me?
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think
you
about that.
Fucking shit. Missed.
Wow.
It's very aggressive.
Very aggressive at the DM who just very judiciously said that he couldn't see you.
It
may not
how obscured it is or something.
No,
50%
it is,
miss chance.
It is heavily obscured.
Oh.
Does that...
Disadvantage, I believe.
Is that just disadvantage or is that more...
In this version, I think it's just disadvantage for like, everything.
Yeah, we'll call it disadvantage. Yeah.
Full cover, can't even shoot at him.
If it's full cover,
16
you would be miss. That is a push.
So you still take the 3 points of damage and you are poisoned.
Ocean,
he was saying he hit. Exactly.
I miss Troy on both, right?
It's a gambling thing.
Yes.
The second one misses you, Lucas. Cool. But they will move into combat with... from this side, you know what?
Where's your little grabby hand?
It's a little less effective with round glass. but it worked.
And here we see the Nazis are moving up here along the eastern front. But we can stop them in the Ardennes.
We will fight them in the trenches. We'll fight them on broken bridges.
And also there are spiders for some reason.
Are any of them getting in the fog cloud? All hail the fog cloud.
How far can he fucking move?
That far?
That was 25 feet. Yeah. Or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
He's a gnome. He's got them little stumpy legs. It's surprising to him. Still adapting.
It is wee bit unfortunate.
The four to the sides charge in and move right into combat with one on each of you.
Oh, no. Dun, 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 dun. Who's up, GF?
I'm thinking. I got two more drow to deal with.
Don't worry. It's only, what, 1, 2,
is
three.
This...
6, 7.
Is this a fog cloud or like a poisonous cloud?
It is a poisonous cloud.
Okay.
So what does that do to me now?
I was...
Double secret poisoned.
I don't have my PHB with me today.
I was working on that. Trying to work on...
What poison it does to you?
Yeah.
Look up cloud kill for me.
Well, I'll just look up the poison condition.
No, well, it does more things. Than that.
Okay.
Cloud kills one thing.
Poison
I also
just
got
gives
poison.
You disadvantage on attacks and ability checks.
Okay.
Cloud.
For how long?
20-foot radius.
Ever. Poison.
Up to 10 minutes.
Up to.
Well, yeah, it's concentration. When you start your turn there or enter it the first time on your turn, con save, 5d8 poison damage on a fail or half as much on a save.
So it is on your turn.
Yes. Or when you enter it for the first time.
So I guess that is right now for all of you, right?
Well, on our turn.
Okay. Asha is going to cast a spell, and you see a wash of magic go over Elvara.
We can't see
Yeah, you're right. You can't. You hear her cast a spell.
Oh, yeah. And I can't counter it unless I can see it.
Yep. You've already used your reaction.
Yeah, that's true.
Dave, you're up.
Oh, okay.
Do you have to make the roll against Cloud Kill at the start of your turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figure we might want to get that.
Con save.
That's a better roll.
That's an 18.
That will pass.
So I only take half damage.
5d8?
Yeah, I'm totally built for taking damage.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hell.
Well, that's two ones.
Oh, this is on Switch.
18 points of damage total.
Ow.
Metroidvania.
It's going to be awful, I bet.
Probably. It can only run in 720.
It seemed like it was supposed to be.
It can't even run 720. I heard.
It can if it's docked. Anyway, yeah. Off the top. So it's my turn.
It is?
I am going to, as a bonus action, cast Misty Step.
Okay.
And be flying over the chasm.
Do you have to click your boots first to do that?
I checked. I do not. I just have a flying speed.
Oh, so long as you have the boots on?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And I have to use it in 1 minute increments.
I like how literally the first chance you get, you do exactly what Josh says, which you're going to do, which is fly and f*** off.
Now I will... See, I can't see them, but can I see the Drider?
You could see the Drider coming up over the edge.
Okay. In that case, I will cast Firebolt at that as action. It's a cantrip.
Okay. Probably have crit. Half cover. Oh, never mind.
Not 20! Hey, you get a crit card.
Yay!
You do get a crit
Welcome
card.
Welcome to the game.
Do I use this now?
Yes.
Yeah, just read it.
The bottom one is magic.
So you read the bottom one.
Quadruple damage. And three items the target is holding or wearing are also affected by the damage type of the spell.
Can three of those things be the cliff, the cliff, and the cliff?
Yes, it could.
I don't think I choose.
You're holding the cliff too, Brady.
Yeah.
Stop clapping and killing yourself.
All right, well, I have to find 4d10.
I realized it didn't fall in this chasm.
Wait, those are all d8s. Wait, there's one.
Quadruple damage.
Was you it a some? Fireball?
We're good.
No, it's a fire bolt.
I shoot fireball. I'm sure you don't like those cards?
Well, I like this card.
That's two tens.
Yep, so 26 points of fire damage.
Ow.
Is Firebolt a cantrip?
Yep.
Firebolt, not Fireball.
Actually, you're high enough level that you would get more dice than that.
Oh, you're right.
Roll another 40.
I was going to say, there should be...
Oh, wait, and that was also... Oh, okay. Let me see what it is.
I don't know what level he is, but he's
normally 2d10.
What level are you casting?
Yeah, 2d10.
Would be four more.
Yep.
Damn. Cool.
I'm going to laugh if you kill L&L in one shot.
That's another 21?
Nah. Yeah, 21. So total of 47. Off the cantrip.
Kaboom.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
Take that, you little arachnid.
You may need those again.
What do I do with this? Does it go back
over? Just toss it back over there.
Anything else, Dave?
Bonus action. I suppose I technically have
a move.
Movement.
Back a little bit.
Okay. Josh, you're up.
Sweet. Where are the dimensions of the fog cloud? Would we know if we're close to an edge of it?
Yeah, is he in it right now?
Yep.
Okay. So I gotta make a save. I did not pass. Well, I rolled an 11 total.
11 does not pass. 31 points of damage.
Ooh. That hurts a little. That
almost would have
And you're
me.
Poisoned.
Got it.
I believe so.
Oh.
How big is this cloud?
I think since I made my save, I'm not poisoned, correct?
Correct.
Okay. It's 20-foot radius, but I'm not sure where it's centered.
Yeah. You may want to draw that out.
Banana phone.
I take that back. You are not poisoned.
Okay. Just poison damage.
Yes, poison damaged.
I will rage.
Yep, I figured. Action.
Against the machine or...
Against the Dying of the Light.
As a rat in a cage.
Ah.
Anybody ask any other song, save it for next time. And then...
I got a bad video game.
There you go. I'm going to make an attack roll against the guy standing right next to me, but not attack him. I'm going to grapple him.
Okay.
He's going to be grappled.
That rules learning. Oh.
Well, yeah, you don't make an attack roll. You make an opposed athletics.
Right, but I have to use what would be an attack roll.
Yes.
Specified attack roll, not an attack action. So I get to try twice if I miss the first time. And I'm raging.
I see what you're
saying. So I get... Can I borrow your d20?
20?
Yeah. This is advantageous.
I'm pretty sure you got him.
Still advantageous.
This one's an 18.
I got a 16 over here, so...
Ooh, I got him real well.
You got a what?
18 is just the dice, plus...
He got a 4.
Okay. I think you got him. Then I will use my half of my movement to just walk over the side of the cliff and let him go.
Like, if anybody didn't see this coming, like, that was... Yeah.
Do you have multiple limbs? I don't even know if that's what's...
Yeah, he's got 4 limbs.
Also, you can move up to half your movement with something grappled.
20 feet.
Well, the thing is, if he activated...
You got rock climbing or something,
if he's
right?
got his spider climb, spider which climb, is what he activated right before the combat started, that's I think true. He's got like 10 minutes of it a day, he can just lean over perpendicular to the plane.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
So I just walk over and let him go.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Am I out of the fog cloud down here? Am I still in the fart?
No, you can see that it's rolling down off of this edge.
Uh-huh. If I used all of my movement, would I come down out of it?
Probably not.
Okay.
Does it go through the stone?
You could also move, right?
Well, how far would you have to move? Yeah, you can go this way. If I move my 5 feet and I used all my movement, it sounds like I'd still be in it no matter what.
Yeah.
The book describes it as like rolling down off of stuff, like dry ice sort of falls.
Right.
It is a sphere, so it takes up all the air.
Gotcha.
Can he move on the same plane as the... As the cavern wall, though, to get away, could he move like 15 feet this way and be out of it?
Because
you could move that way.
You will have to use a hand. You can't just walk sticking out from the wall.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Then I
Matt tried that. And I said no.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
Physics.
That's what spider climb is.
That doesn't make your legs super strong so to support you standing out from the wall.
It basically makes gravity change for you. That's what spider climb is.
No,
rules lawyer fight.
Here to the wall.
Well, if I can use my hand, I'll do that and hand crawl my way over.
Okay.
How far
Michael
does he need
Jackson
to go?
Popcorn eating meme.
I guess all the way.
How far does he need to go to get out of it?
You would be pretty close to out of it there.
I moved you 10 so far. I don't know how much more you got left.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Until the spell ends, one willing creature, blah, 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 across vertical surfaces, upside down, long ceilings, while leaving its hands free.
Oh, okay.
Lawyered.
Boom!
No,
sorry, Matt.
I'll defer to Matt.
Should have read the spell.
I mean, it's Matt's fault for not reading the spell.
To be fair, though.
Matt, you bastard.
Well, I also wanted to know if I've been playing it wrong for years.
But the thing is it actually spider climb?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I thought.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I thought it was an innate ability.
Well, I have a climbing speed of 40.
Does it give you the... Oh, you don't have the stat block.
I'm just going off what's written
down here. We'll call it spider climb for right now.
And half this is nonsense of my own handwriting. Like, ideals and homo stuff. That's funny, and I thought he'd read it, but apparently not.
No.
Personality trait is power bottom. Well, I've already killed one, guys. What are you going to do?
Depends on who's next.
Lucas, you're up.
How big is the sphere? Like, where is it centered?
You can't see from where you are.
Right. Fair enough. Which means difference. Nobody near me can see me either. So I can move and not get an attack of opportunity because they can't see me.
No, you guys can. You guys have some vision in there. I'm not going to call you blinded. Otherwise, this would turn real interesting.
Oh.
I think you can see things that are like 5 feet away from you.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
So you can see that you are surrounded by people.
Mm-hmm.
One
mm-hmm.
of them being Troy and more drow.
Can I use a bonus action to hand something to him?
Sure.
Or is it a free action to hand something to him?
I don't know. What is it?
It's a potion that I've got.
That's stowed. So, what is it to draw an item?
I think technically you're taking it out of the bag.
No, it's not in a bag. It's like on my belt. I'm just like handing it to him.
Sure, call it a bonus.
Cool. So, I hand off a potion to you and say, drink this. It'll make you tall. It's hill giant strength.
The equivalent here.
technically, totally. It doesn't make you.
Technically,
tall.
I think I would already have that because I would have taken that off of Elenel, who had that.
I wrote it on my sheet. So I said
the potions were communal. You guys could pull them as you want them.
Well, then I won't use the action. You've got it on you.
And I'm going to drink the potion of flying we totally have.
Nope, you do not.
What does that do?
It increases your strength.
It increases your strength.
It's in the DMG. I don't have it.
Okay. Which, because you don't you fight off strength?
Just give you, like, advantage.
No, it increases you fight off your strength.
Dex.
Wow.
Maybe it won't help you. I thought you did strength.
Here, drink this. Glug, glug, glug. It's the same exact.
You also have a potion of quickness.
I don't feel any different. What's it supposed to do?
Do we? Because I want to drink that
flexing
one.
Flexing back.
Okay.
What's that do?
The thing you're trying to help him do.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to actually disengage and head this direction, though.
Okay.
I can't see anything, and I don't want to get attacked.
Yeah.
I've got my ready to action to throw the next thing that comes out of the fog off the cliff. It's him.
No, no, you
see feet.
Am I out of the sphere from there?
You still get op attack.
Yeah,
right?
You've moved more than 20
feet.
In fairness, you'd see
I disengaged.
So you know, they weren't drow.
Okay.
They were in boots.
So that's my action then.
Little winged boots. At the
well, that's your action. Sides. That's your move. You got a bonus.
I mean, I don't. There's nothing I can bonus with because okay. I have nothing. I can't attack with a bonus.
Troy, so. You're up. And you have been left surrounded by drow. Oh,
your
make a con save.
It's a family.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Which square is
it? Doesn't matter.
Is it in?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't make my con save. Hang on.
Oh, didn't you?
No. I made a save earlier for when I got hit with a dart. It's a 12. What is it, con? It's a 15 total.
That's a pass.
So you take half damage.
Lucas, 14 damage. 28 total, half is 14. Troy, what'd you get?
Then I will use a bonus to heal myself. So I forgot about that.
Yay, 2 points. I got an 11.
That is a fail. You want me to roll it again, or do you want this damage?
Roll it again.
Roll it again.
Well,
that was an option? Didn't you take less?
Technically, it was kind of close to average. Mm-hmm.
Jeff's not that lucky.
Yeah, 31 on me.
18 damage total.
Ooh, hey, even better. Nice. If you made it, it would have been 9. Roll better. I'm on your team this time. I'm not the sword.
And you're up, Troy.
So can I see the people next to me?
Yeah, you can see them moving around.
No, I'll stay and fight.
Okay.
Where'd that go? That's one.
He declared defiantly.
Reroll this attack with advantage against an ally within 5 feet of you, both and the original target.
There are no allies near you, so. So you just reroll against the original target with advantage?
Yeah.
Nice.
Those are shit. failed forward.
So 14 hit?
A 14 misses.
Okay.
Roll twice more.
And throw your sword.
If you miss him again, you're going to hit yourself.
He's changing the rules again.
Does a 16 hit?
A 16 would hit.
He is allowed to do that. He is in charge of the game.
So you're calling it a hit, or yeah, just not on.
No, that one didn't hit you.
Okay, so
that was the one for an adjacent ally.
Second attack. That's an at 20.
Woo!
Other side of the spectrum. But do the damage for the first hit.
I didn't hit.
Didn't he hit when he swung back around?
No,
I thought he did.
It was to not hit me.
Yeah.
If he missed the drow again. It was going to hit him instead.
Sorry, I thought you said the 16 hit.
It would be a little
it
weird.
It would have been a hit.
Would have been.
But that one was against him.
If you did damage to an enemy on a net one.
It's max damage, and you and the target must make a contested strength check. If the target loses, their weapon is partially broken and it deals half damage until it is repaired.
That's a good roll.
I got a 16.
He beat you.
Okay.
It's awesome. I like the idea that you, like, cut through his sword and him at the same time.
Yeah.
So you get...
max damage.
8 damage. Oh, no, sorry. 12 damage.
We're going to call that one number one.
If only someone had put numbers on it.
I can't see the numbers.
It looks like 30 and 6.
Yeah, I know. I don't like how the numbers turned out. Move or a bonus? Oh, your bonus was the offhand, wasn't it?
No, I have 2 attacks.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Okay.
I used to use marker on bottle caps.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have done that. Shit. Oh, well. I'll do bonus action. I will cast Healing Spirit.
Okay.
So good spell.
Replacing it on myself. I guess you
this
have to.
Really you can't
really
see
much past
another
there.
Disc I can put me under.
This is the one he dropped over the cliff. He did.
No, he's not dead.
Allegedly.
He's down there somewhere.
He's caught in the big old web left by the drider.
I get 2 points back.
I mean, it depending on how far the fall is, I mean, how far has he fallen in this amount of time?
Just laying there. Yeah, it's so fun.
As it turns out, you can fall like 500 feet in a round.
There you go. Like, when you get going?
No, like...
Or is this, like,
what's the terminal velocity of Dungeons & Dragons?
Well, Xanathars will tell you anyway that it's immediate unless it's more than 500 feet.
So if it's 501 feet, Dave...
Even if you disregard the official ruling, physics will... Yeah, you fall really fast.
If it's 501 feet, he's not dead yet.
He's wingsuit.
Maybe. Maybe.
He's going to catch a draft and come back up.
He's going to...
Stone Cold Steve Austin
Far Cry style.
I'm done. Okay. Cody, you're up.
So how far below the drider is me?
Wait, was that a sentence?
I don't know where I'm at in comparison to the drider because we're playing it on a 2D plane.
You are Gandalfing that bridge.
Right.
It is coming up behind you up and over.
Oh, it's coming up and over?
It's about to be, yes.
You
could climb up.
How much movement that's going to take?
Make me a good athletics and it'll cost you half your movement.
Alrighty, I will do that. 18.
Decent. You get up. And you still have half your movement.
How far is it from me right now?
It would be within reach, but it will have cover.
Even if I attack with a longer weapon?
Yeah, because you're still trying to go down and around the edge of the cliff.
Okay. Does it take an action to light up Harrison's sword?
No, it's a bonus.
Okay.
Already lit.
I light up Harrison's sword, yeah, and I'll take a swing.
Shine bright like a diamond. Whoa. Oh my god.
In fact, I let her be full bright in case that affects the drider.
We'll smack the sass right out of your mouth.
Okay.
You just seem like a likely person to say something.
17 to hit the drider.
What is the range on the light from the sun sword?
I think 30 feet.
30 and 30.
Okay, so.
Bright.
Yeah.
30 bright, 30 dim.
That's why I'm lighting it up as shiny as it will go in case I get advantage on those attacks. 17 to hit her if I don't get advantage.
You don't get advantage.
Okay. 17 to hit.
Kind of up. That's a miss.
Fuck off, Jeff.
17 doesn't hit. Yes.
No, that's fairly
I will take my extra attack.
Okay.
You want me to let them in?
That's not going to hit either.
Cody.
Yeah, that's fine.
By the way, I still have not peed on your wall.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate that.
I mean, try harder. You might be able to get it, I guess.
Is it a flow issue, or is it a
aim?
A distance? I mean, I know the wall's small in there, but... Yeah, I'll go ahead and burn my action surge and try and hit her.
Okay.
That's not going to hit. Jesus, roll a double-digit number. Nope. Apparently, I'm rolling 15, 15, 19, and 17.
You rolled a 19?
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't roll 19. I meant 17.
Okay.
None of my rolls were above 17.
A 19 would have hit.
I will take my defensive stance.
Okay.
As my second bonus action. Second bonus action? Can I do that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say with the extra, yeah.
Did you take your first bonus action?
Yeah, lighting the sword, right?
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I don't know if you can tell from the hilt just how disappointed Harrison's sword is. But much like his damage, it's hella.
well, you know.
And now it's the drider's turn. It's gonna get right up in your grill.
It's going to allow me to take a hit on it first.
It's not moving more than 5 feet within your reach.
All right, go ahead. I have like 9 different rules here, okay? I don't understand how it was hard for me to hit, but it's allowed to move more than 5 feet. But whatever you say, Jeff.
Huh?
Play the game.
I think it only moved 5 feet.
Then why did I have trouble hitting it?
Because it was 5 feet back.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it moved more than 5 feet. But your range is only 5 feet. It didn't move more than 5 feet within your reach. Read the rule.
Go ahead. You do you.
Because I think that rule is designed to benefit you when you have your stick.
You should have put a Harrison sword on a stick.
You let me do that?
I'm a sword. Who's going to stop you?
She is going to move up, and you see her reach out to you, and you see claws grow out of her hands, and she takes a swipe at you.
Bright light.
I know. That's why I'm rolling at disadvantage.
Looks like a one from here.
With a five behind it. What is that? That's only a 14.
Wait, but a disadvantage, right?
Yep. I rolled an eight.
This is the universal symbol for go f*** yourself, Jeff.
Yep. Wait,
but I thought there was a one.
No.
Oh.
A one with a five behind it.
Oh, that's what you meant by...
I'm just giving...
You meant the two dice. One was a one and one was a
no,
five.
No, the other one was an eight.
No, I was just giving him a hard time. Multi-attack?
Not when she uses a psychic power.
That's really unfortunate.
It's back to Elvara. Elvara can see Lucas. She's going to... Where's my stick?
He's awful short.
Isn't that still in the cloud?
Nope.
No, I'm out of the cloud now.
Oh, wait, they're both out of the cloud?
Yeah, the cloud stretches right around here.
Okay.
It's going to go right there. What?
So this dude is also out of the cloud?
Yes.
Okay.
They are all out of the cloud except for the ones that charged in at you.
Got it.
Except for the ones in the cloud. They're all out of the cloud, Dave. Yep. What do you not get about this?
Very helpful.
You see Elvara pull up a wand.
Uh-oh,
actually, a rod.
It's a trap.
And three tentacles extend out of it. And they come whipping at you.
The best.
Like I'm back in Thailand.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
That's a 23 to hit.
Fuck you.
Gave you what you asked for.
For 6 damage.
They're tentacles and not snakes?
They are tentacles. That's a 13 to hit. I don't think that hits you.
Miss.
A lot of times they have snakes on the end of it. In the
and 17 more. To hit.
That's a hit.
That's a hit.
Oh, their whips do. Yeah.
2 more damage.
I forgot about that.
And you need to make a DC 15 constitution saving throw.
Well, they haven't made one of those yet today, so.
I didn't. No, never mind. I'm sorry. That's if you get hit with all 3.
Okay.
And she will... You're down... Josh, you're down further on the cliff.
He's, like, standing like this.
Yeah. Just checking. So I guess it's going to go at you. She's going to use her bonus action to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
That pops in right behind you. Now you see a snake-headed whip.
Cool.
That's a 17 plus whatever.
It's a hit.
Yeah. It's 15 damage.
Okay.
Okay. God damn it. The other drow are going to go. They're going to attack. Actually. Is that a 6? That's a 6. So one of them passed.
Oh, they're in the cloud.
They are in the cloud. The other one did not pass. Those guys may not last long.
Where is that place?
This one on Michigan Run.
Okay, because I've seen ketchup packets from it in our break room. Like, what is it?
Yeah, just north of 86th Street.
Okay.
It's a, like, southern chicken place.
The one that Troy was hitting falls.
Falls?
Falls. Yeah. Drops dead.
Oh, he dead.
He dead.
I thought you meant. The ground opened up and he fell. Shit.
All the earthquake.
Now there's chasms everywhere.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @Rancors_Brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.